Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Tuesday evening, June 17th, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Additional UGI system upgrades set to begin next week in Hazleton. UGI Utilities will begin a system upgrade project in Hazleton next week. The work starts on Burner Avenue on June 24th as part of their commitment to safe service. Some homes and businesses may have the opportunity to convert to natural gas. Burner Avenue will be closed between South Cedar Street and South Poplar Street from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Residents and businesses in this section will have access. Parking will be restricted. Some natural gas service interruptions are expected. UGI will need access to properties for inspections and equipment relighting. The underground work should be done by mid-July, weather permitting. Final paving and restoration will follow. For those interested in converting to natural gas, contact UGI at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com. UGI Utilities, Inc. serves over 760,000 customers, and more information is available at WGI.com. SolarBank Corporation's Nova Scotia Solar Project marks a milestone in renewable energy. SolarBank Corporation has reached a significant milestone in renewable energy with its 2.4 megawatt DC Sydney project in Nova Scotia. Valued at $4.57 million, the project is set to produce 2,130 megawatt hours of clean energy annually, reducing CO2 emissions by 1,900 tons. Partnering with AI Renewable Flow-Through Fund and Trimac Engineering, SolarBank will lead the construction as the developer and EPC contractor, showcasing the benefits of community solar projects. This initiative not only promotes cleaner energy sources, but also creates economic opportunities and sets a precedent for future renewable energy endeavors. Nova Scotia's ambitious goal of 80% renewable energy by 2030 is furthered by this project, attracting investments and job opportunities while combating climate change on a global scale.
Europe witnesses a resurgence in electric vehicle sales amidst previous slowdown. The electric vehicle market in Europe is experiencing a resurgence after a period of slowed growth and consumer hesitancy. This positive trend is a relief for manufacturers and stakeholders in the green energy sector, as it indicates a possible turning point for EV adoption in the region. Factors like charging infrastructure, vehicle affordability, and consumer confidence in EV technology play crucial roles in influencing purchasing decisions. Companies in the EV space, such as Massimo Group, stand to benefit from this renewed consumer interest. However, long-term success depends on addressing underlying issues to ensure sustained growth towards a more sustainable future in transportation. DataVault AI Inc. collaborates with Brookhaven Lab to revolutionize biofuel crop optimization. DataVault AI Inc., in collaboration with the U.S. Department of Energy's Brookhaven National Laboratory, is using AI and machine learning to optimize biofuel crops, specifically focusing on increasing fatty acid metabolism in canola. This project aims to reduce development time for biofuel crops and align with U.S. goals to replace crude oil with biofuels. By leveraging high-performance computing and digital twin technology to model metabolic pathways in canola, this initiative accelerates research and development in renewable energy. The use of AI-driven machine learning systems highlights the potential of technology to address environmental challenges. This project not only benefits the biofuel industry, but also contributes to reducing reliance on fossil fuels, lowering emissions, and promoting energy security. It sets a precedent for future innovations in agriculture and energy, offering a glimpse into a more sustainable energy future driven by technology and innovation. Aemetis Inc. navigates revenue decline while investing in renewable energy future. Aemetis Inc., a renewable fuels company, has seen a significant drop in total revenues for the first quarter of 2025, reporting $42.9 million compared to $72.6 million last year. Despite this, the company's net loss has remained stable at $24.5 million. Aemetis is focusing on growth initiatives and has received $19 million from the sale of transferable investment tax credits. The company anticipates further financial support through the Section 45Z program. Aemetis is strategically aligned with U.S. policies promoting low-carbon fuels, positioning itself as a leader in the renewable energy transition. With a growing dairy RNG segment and expanding California ethanol business, Aemetis is poised for future success in the evolving energy landscape.
SolarBank Corporation advances renewable energy efforts with Nova Scotia Solar Project. SolarBank Corporation has announced progress on its 2.4 megawatt DC Sydney project in Nova Scotia, aligning with the province's goal of 80% renewable energy by 2030. Developed with AI Renewable Flow-Through Fund and Trimac Engineering, the $4.57 million project will generate 2,730 megawatt-hours of clean energy annually, powering 221 homes and offsetting 1,900 tons of CO2 emissions. Construction is set to begin in spring 2026, with SolarBank as developer and EPC contractor, expecting engineering revenues and long-term income. This initiative showcases the importance of community solar projects in transitioning to cleaner energy sources, benefiting both the environment and economy. It also signifies a step towards reducing reliance on fossil fuels and combating climate change, potentially setting a model for future renewable energy endeavors in Nova Scotia, attracting investments and creating jobs. Electric vehicle sales are rebounding in Europe. Electric vehicle sales in Europe are rebounding from several months of slowed adoption and outright boycotts of some EV brands. Although Europe is the second largest electric vehicle market, 2024 saw a growing number of European buyers refrain from EV purchases due to costs, range anxiety, and brand controversies. Recent data now shows that electric vehicle sales in Europe are seeing a resurgence, but EV adoption remains uneven across the continent. If this revived buyer interest is sustained across all markets, not just in Europe, many firms like Massimo Group, Nasdaq Memo, could see a marked uptick in demand.
Tech Media Breaks, DataVault AI Inc., Nasdaq DVLT, launches biofuel crop optimization project with Brookhaven Lab. DataVault AI Inc., listed on Nasdaq as DVLT, has launched a biofuel crop optimization project in collaboration with Brookhaven National Laboratory. The project aims to increase fatty acid metabolism in canola using AI-driven multimodal machine learning systems. By leveraging high-performance computing and digital twin technology, the goal is to reduce the development time for commercially viable biofuel crops. With U.S. policy targeting the replacement of up to 140,000 barrels of crude oil per day with biofuels, DataVault AI is aligning its data monetization infrastructure to support scalable breakthroughs in renewable energy.
Innovative Designs reports record sales and profitability in first half of 2025. Innovative Designs Inc., a leader in manufacturing evacuated cell insulation products, reported record sales and profitability in the first half of 2025. Total revenues increased by 265% to $1,340,285, driven by high demand for Insultec's House Wrap and Arctic Armor line. The company achieved over $240,000 in net income, a significant improvement from the previous year's $41,000 loss. This success reflects the industry's shift towards energy-efficient and sustainable building materials. Innovative Designs' performance demonstrates the importance of innovation in meeting modern construction and energy efficiency standards, setting a benchmark for success in the competitive landscape of sustainable building materials. Innovative Designs reports record sales and profitability in first half of 2025. Innovative Designs Inc., a leader in the manufacturing of superior and patented evacuated cell insulation products, has reported a remarkable financial performance for the first half of 2025. the company saw a 265% increase in total revenues compared to the same period in 2024, reaching $1,340,285. This growth is attributed to the rising demand for its Insultex house wrap and Arctic Armor line. Innovative Designs also achieved a new high in profitability, with over $240,000 in net income for the first 6 months of 2025, a stark contrast to the $41,000 loss reported in the same period the previous year. The company's success reflects a broader industry trend towards energy-efficient and sustainable building materials, showcasing the potential for innovative materials to drive environmental and economic benefits in the construction sector.
Argentina's rising role in global uranium supply chain highlights investment opportunities. Argentina is emerging as a key player in the global uranium supply chain, attracting attention from investors and energy companies. Projects like Blue Sky Uranium's Amarillo Grande highlight the country's untapped potential. Argentina's pro-nuclear policies and infrastructure investments make it an appealing investment destination. With plans for nuclear reactor expansion, Argentina's uranium could diversify supply chains and support cleaner energy sources. As the world shifts towards nuclear energy, Argentina's role in the uranium sector is becoming increasingly significant.
Proposed North Sea oil and gas field challenges Paris Climate Agreement goals. A recent study by scientists from the UCL Department of Political Science, UCL Policy Lab, and the UCL Energy Institute reveals a contradiction between the UK government's energy policies and the Paris Climate Agreement. The research highlights the incompatibility of new oil and gas exploration licenses in the North Sea with the need to reduce carbon emissions. This raises concerns about the global challenge of balancing energy needs with environmental sustainability. The UK's consideration of new fossil fuel projects, despite its climate advocacy, could undermine efforts to limit temperature rises. The study calls for a reassessment of energy strategies and underscores the complex relationship between national energy policies and global environmental goals, emphasizing the importance of transitioning to renewable energy sources.
Rock breaks. ES Gold Corp. OTCUB ESAUF launches 3.3 million private placement to advance Montauban project. ES Gold Corp., listed on the CSESAU and on the OTCQB as ESAUF, has launched a $3.3 million private placement to advance its Montauban project. The non-brokered private placement offers units at 73 each, with each unit consisting of one common share and one share purchase warrant. The initial closing is set for June 20, 2025, with proceeds intended for mill circuit construction, mobilization at the Montauban Gold-Silver Project, and general working capital. The placement is subject to Canadian Securities Exchange approval. ES Gold Corp. is a fully permitted pre-production resource company focused on clean mining and exploration innovation, with the flagship Montauban property showcasing responsible mining practices and district-scale discovery potential.
Tech Media Breaks, Finger Motion Inc., NGR, partners with Qingling Motors to develop intelligent commercial vehicle solutions. Finger Motion Inc., FNGR, announced a partnership with Qingling Motors to develop intelligent commercial vehicle solutions targeting logistics and emergency response sectors. Qingling will lead vehicle design while Jugi Technology contributes software integration. The collaboration aims to improve efficiency and sustainability in commercial mobility with a focus on innovation, intellectual property sharing, and long-term growth, including international expansion and remote service ecosystems. To learn more, visit the Finger Motion website. Tech Media Wire is a communications platform focused on technology companies driving the future, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit Tech Media Wire's website.
Investor news breaks. Foremost Clean Energy Lilit FFTST secures $4.5 million and extends national marketing campaign. Foremost Clean Energy Lilit has secured over $4.5 million through recent warrant and option exercises, strengthening its financial position. This funding will support ongoing exploration and drilling initiatives in the face of rising uranium prices and a projected supply deficit. The company is also extending its strategic investor awareness campaign with LFG Equities Corp., highlighting its unique position in the nuclear energy supply chain and exposure to Canada's Athabasca Basin. The campaign, running until December 31, 2025, will utilize digital outreach and social media content to reach audiences across North America. For more information about Foremost Clean Energy Ltd., visit www.foremostcleanenergy.com.
Why renewable energy glitches aren't necessarily signals of failure. Experts explain that glitches in renewable energy supply do not always signal failure in clean energy systems. When the Iberian Peninsula recently experienced a blackout lasting over 10 hours, concerns arose about renewable energy's role. Despite the region relying on more than 60% green sources, some speculated solar or wind systems were at fault. These challenges mirror early electric vehicle struggles, with current models like those from Mullen Automotive Inc., MLN, benefiting from past lessons. Investors can find updates on Mullen Automotive Inc., MUN, in the company's newsroom. Green Energy Stocks, a platform focusing on green economy companies, offers a range of communication solutions for businesses looking to reach diverse audiences and maximize impact.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.